This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican who sits on both the Senate Commerce and Small Business Committees. Today we want to talk to him about the issue that's been dominating political Washington all week long, and that's the apparent tax cut compromise struck between President Obama and Republican congressional leaders. And Senator, we've had a couple of days now, I guess, to digest some of the specifics within this proposed compromise. Right now, it looks like it's got easier traction in the Senate. Many House Democrats seem to be in full revolt at this point. What do you make of the contents of this bill, and how likely do you think it is that it'll actually be approved here in the lame duck session?
Well, you're right. It is the major issue, and we've said this all along. What we need to do in this lame duck session, as a bunch of defeated candidates are leaving the door to go home to their constituencies for the next term and not return, we need to extend the current tax rates, and we need to fund the government to get us over the hump there. So I'm glad we are moving toward a resolution. Now, this compromise between Republican leaders and the president is not everything I've ever wanted in fiscal policy. But generally speaking, the good things in it are a resolution for the next 2 years of the estate tax question. And it prevents us from going back to a very, very high estate tax and a very low exemption. The estate tax agreement is a huge victory for the taxpayers and for conservatives. In addition, extending the Bush tax cuts of 2001 and 2003 is a huge victory. Now, in a perfect world, I would not want to extend unemployment benefits for 3 years. Normally, it's supposed to be 26 weeks. Instead, it's now 3 years that you can stay off work and continue to draw benefits under this proposal. I would not normally be for that. I think the fact of the matter is they probably have the over the 60 votes to do that on a standalone basis anyway, so it's not giving up much. Unless I see something in the details of the legislation when it comes forward, I'm inclined to vote for it. And I have a lot of good conservatives on my side. Grover Norquist of the Taxpayers, Americans for Tax Reform, the Wall Street Journal, National Review. I could go on and on listing a pretty strong list of conservatives who've said, on balance, this is about the best we can hope for, and it does do the major thing of giving us death tax relief and keeping the tax rates current.
What have you heard, if anything, from small business owners in your state since this tax cut compromise was detailed to some extent? Are they confident that this will give them the certainty that they've been looking for?
I think they are, and I'm not saying I haven't been able to go home and hold town meetings about this. We do hear from constituents. But generally speaking, it's striking in the national polls how strongly this is favored, well above 60% by the American people as a whole. And the little secret from the administration is this. They are finally telling Democrats that the extension of these Bush tax rates would be good for the economy. The president can get up and trash this as even after the agreement as tax cuts for the very, very wealthy that he doesn't like. But when they get behind closed doors, the people at the highest level of the administration, and I'm talking about names that you would recognize as being the top economic advisors to the president, are telling Democrats in the House of Representatives, this is good for the economy. And so I'm glad to see this being acknowledged, that tax rates actually mean something, and raising tax rates would be harmful.
Senator, I know you've also spent time on the House side. I don't know how crystal clear your crystal ball is over there, but do you think this will get all taken care of in the lame duck session, or will it bleed into the new year and the new Congress?
We really need to get the tax rates extended during the lame duck session. That's one of the two things that are essential. Tax rates and funding the government. I just spent a considerable time yesterday on the House floor I have privileges over there as a member of the Senate and as a former House member, and it's going to be close over there. But it seems to me we're going to vote on the tax bill first on the Senate side. I hope we can send it over to the House with a little bit of momentum. I'm not overly delighted about it, but on balance, it's something that we need, and it does get the tax rates extended, and that's the major victory for not only for Republicans. That doesn't really matter, but it's a victory for the taxpayer and for risk takers and job creators.
And when do you expect the vote? Is that been set? Is that,
yeah. Well, I'm afraid now we're looking at pushing the vote on the Senate side till Monday. From what I'm understanding, I don't understand why we're not taking it up this very moment. My information is I have not seen the bill, but it is there and ready to be laid down at the desk. And to me, we should be pressing on Friday's work day for most Americans, and we ought to be doing that and moving forward. But what I'm hearing is a vote on Monday. And maybe this will allow the president and vice president and Democratic officials to round up a few more votes on the Democratic side. Their membership is all about tax the rich, and I don't think they understand what that does to job creation. If you've got a small businessman that's doing pretty well, and he's got a little money, he can either send it to the government or he can put it into hiring a few extra employees. We want this tax structure to be so that guy is incentivized to hiring a few more folks.
Senator, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for your time today, sir.
Thanks for the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.